Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham right here in our operations area. This is your 5 p.m. Eastern update on Tropical Storm Henri. Well, a couple updates here. One, the winds keep coming down. Now 40 miles an hour, that's what we're getting readings for the winds, but slowing down, and that's something we've talked about. We began the day 18 miles an hour, now we're down to 7 miles per hour. So that's slowing down significantly, and that's going to cause some problems for us when it comes to the rainfall. That's going to be the big threat that we have going into the future associated with this tropical storm. Look at this radar here. The center of the storm over in this area in Connecticut, but look at the expanse of the rain already stretching into Massachusetts, even up into portions of New Hampshire and Vermont, back through portions of New York. So that's the rainfall falling on areas that have already received quite a bit of rainfall. There's flash flood warnings out for some areas, including around the New York City area, with this heavy rain set up right there. You notice, you know, you back up from the radar, a lot of that banding just stays in that same place, and that's not a good thing, because that means we're going to pile up on that rain. And look at some of these. You see it right there, one of those bands in orange, moving close to mid-Manhattan, getting into the city, and that's one of these situations we got to continue to watch. And even I was looking a little bit ago at the radar, look how far you go, even well away from this storm. You can see some of that tropical moisture down in portions of Maryland and Delaware, and getting into Virginia as well. So just so much tropical moisture and a slowing down storm, and that's going to compound our issues when it comes to this rainfall. That's our latest forecast track on this system becoming eventually a tropical depression. But whether it's a storm or a depression, either way, that's a focusing mechanism for some of this heavy rainfall. And look how slow this is. The closer these points are together, that's the slower the movement. So as it makes this sharp turn, make basically a U-turn here, you're going in this direction towards the northwest, and all of a sudden you're going to go back towards the east. So it takes time to make that turn, and that slowdown is going to cause some problems. By tomorrow afternoon, Monday, the center close to the southern portion of Vermont, he's into western Massachusetts, and still a focusing mechanism. So even tomorrow you can get some of these heavy tropical rains. And then look at the distance with time. That's 2 a.m. Tuesday right here. That's 2 p.m. Tuesday off the shore of Maine, getting back out into the Atlantic. It's just going to speed up pretty quickly, but it's that slow movement is where we really have the problem. We just got the new information on some of this rainfall. Still could see some of these areas getting totals of 4 to 6 inches of rain, and that could cause some problems. Even some isolated areas could get 6 to 10 inches of rain. And I really wanted to show the moderate risk of getting some of this flash flooding in this area. Hartford, really getting into the Catskills. You look at Poughkeepsie and New York, Islip, any one of these areas just north of Philadelphia. A dangerous situation setting up with this tropical rain. Nightfall coming. You can't tell when water's on that road. Turn around, don't drown. Listen to those warnings and have a safe place in case there's dangerous flooding. So this has been Ken Graham with the latest information on Tropical Storm Henri.